house in the mansion of rest. Will there be any stars in my path?
Amen. If you can kneel, please do so. We're going to start with prayer. Oh, and I just got word from Brother Craig. Craig is going to be sharing this sermon, of course, and that Brother June wrote and shared or whatever. And then there's a mission report. But in the mission report, it says that there were 6 baptized when actually it was 7. And so this particular last time. So there's been a lot baptized recently. Well, in the last 2 years, 3 years, there's been an amazing amount of people baptized. So praise the Lord for that. So please, if you can get on your knees, let's start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence and continuing your presence all throughout this service. We thank you for blessing the sermon that Brother June has written, that you have moved him to write. And thank you so much for the mission report, too, of all the work that's being done. And thank you for blessing all those that are on our prayer list in whatever way they need to be blessed. And again, to the best of our ability, we pray in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, so let me set this up, and then we should hear Brother Craig. In other words, Craig reads the sermons that Brother June writes, because June speaks in a different language, and then Sister Addie, which is Craig's wife, translates it into English, and then Craig shares it with us. And so give me a moment here. I got to switch the mic off and let it run through the system. So
hello, dear brethren. How are you? Happy Sabbath to all of you. We thank our God that he is always there to protect his faithful believers and give blessings to every one of us in everything that we need. I do hope that you are in good health or in good condition. But if we have brethren there who are not in good health, we'll pray to the Lord that his hand will touch and to heal the sick persons. And let us teach them in this process how to live by doing health reform. So this Sabbath, I would like to share this simple message from God. May the Holy Spirit open our minds and our hearts to receive the message for today. When I was on my way to a place to share the truth to the lost, I noticed several churches along the highway. There were many different kinds of churches, which means there were several professed Christians or so-called worshipers of the Lord. But the question is, does God recognize these churches as his? Does God recognize these worshipers as his? Dear brethren, the Lord knows his own. He knows his true worshipers and believers. He knows his followers. So the question is, how does God recognize his true people? The answer is in Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Any professed Christian can say he is a true Christian, he is a true worshiper of the true living God, and is a true disciple of Christ, but at the same time not living the life of Christ as we are called to be an example in obedience to his commandments. This professed Christian is in danger, and he will perish if he does not repent from sinning against the Creator. This is truth. There are among the church today, in the present truth, who profess to be Christians. Whether we like it or not, there is a chaff among the wheat. They are there, present in the church. These chaffs look like wheat, but inside there is no life in them. So when shaking time does come, they blow away with the wind. By physically looking at them, you can't tell if they are a chaff or if they're a wheat. But when testing time comes to the chaff, then they reveal themselves just as what they are, a shaft. They have no true characteristics of the Creator that is a fruit in their life that they are of God. During the earthly life of our Savior, while He was ministering together with His disciples, there was one among them who was not a true and loyal disciple and a faithful one of Christ. The life of Judas was one of an example for us all. But why did Jesus allow him to be a part of the 12 disciples? It is because Jesus wanted to show him the kind of life a true follower ought to have. Jesus loved Judas. Jesus wanted to show him the perfect example that he ought to emulate. He was given the chance to witness the life of Christ right before his own eyes. But Judas failed to follow the character of his Savior. So why did he fail? He knew that he was always in the circle of Christ's disciples. The answer is simple. Because Judas did not give importance to the words that he already heard from the Savior. The truth that he heard from the lips of the Savior had no sanctifying effect in his life. He was even the first of whose feet Jesus washed during the Last Supper. If Judas was a shaft, then why did Jesus not kick him out from being a disciple? Jesus knew what was in his heart, for he is all-knowing. 1 John 3:20. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. But even if Jesus read the heart, Judas was allowed to be around them. Why? Because Jesus desires that all men will be saved. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? He gives Judas a chance to repent. He was after the souls of men, and Judas was not exempt from this. Jesus knew he was a traitor, yet he did not expose him out in the open. He was hoping that Judas will grab the opportunity to repent and be saved from destruction. That was the love and mercy of God, which he gives to each and every one of us in this world. Dear brethren, as like Judas, Christ has given each of us the chance to prove ourselves faithful in this probationary time. Christ does not want any of us to perish. Yes, none of us is righteous. Isaiah 64:6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Our righteousness are as filthy rags. It is through the cloth of Christ's righteousness are we made perfect in Him. But that time is coming, and we have the present day to prove ourselves faithful to Him. Every one of us is given the chance to overcome what we need to overcome in our very lives. Everyone is given the chance to do what we need to do, especially for the work that we are called to do in these last days. We all have the chance to give and support the work as well. We are to participate and help advance this work and help finish it in any way, shape, or form that we can. We are to give this message of warning to the dying world that other lives will be saved in that great day of judgment. My dear brethren, the time is very, very short. We can see the signs all around us. Some places have a bitter taste of what the last plagues will be. We not only see them on TV news, but with our own naked eyes. My brethren, let us not forget that He is still standing until now as mediator between God, the Father, and man in the heavenly sanctuary, and this has been taking place since 1844 until now. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, between God and men, that man Christ Jesus, the Son of Man, who sanctified himself on the cross of Calvary, continues his sacrifices in the heavenly sanctuary today. Every time we sin, we crucify the Son of God afresh. To make it worse, it puts him into an open shame. Hebrews 6:6 says, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. We do not want to do this, brethren. We want to make the Godhead happy in our ways. But if we sin, not willfully, then he is ready to forgive us of that sin. 1 John 2:1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. O Heavenly Father, we are very, very sorry for the faults we have committed every day, and please forgive us of our sins. We pray to Thee as a church preparing herself for the bridegroom soon return. In Jesus' name, let it be done as it has been spoken. Amen. My beloved brethren, we should always remember the words of our God in Matthew 7:21 that says that not everyone that saith unto him, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of his Father which is in heaven. Let us study the word every day and see and understand that the will of God, that we have to follow it. It goes from everything that he set for us to follow, from keeping the Sabbath holy, free from any worldly and secular thoughts and activities and such like that. Even cooking food on the Sabbath, which should be done on the preparation day, which is Friday. And repairing garments and wasting Sabbath hours in bed, or from thinking and talking about things which has nothing to do with spiritual welfare on the Sabbath day, is not keeping it holy unto the Lord. But some have failed to obey this counsel. These ones need help. We have to kindly and solemnly reprove them and remind them the importance of keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus to the best of the ability that God has given to all of us. So, brethren, we are known by our fruits. Luke 6:44. For every tree is known by his own fruits. Are we bearing fruits of obedience or of disobedience to the will of God? Remember, we can call God as often as we can, or we can claim we are this or we are that in Christ, but Matthew 7:21 says, not all who call upon him shall enter the kingdom of God, but for those who do the will of my Father shall have right to the tree of life. Revelation 22:14. Let us all demonstrate the love of God to the Judases of the world and in the church. Let us all work together in harmony under the direction and the will of God, brothers and sisters. Let us all reflect his love to those who are not of our faith, so that they may see him in our fruits. So I ask, brethren, finally, is there any other reason for us not to be saved? Is there any reason why we would end up like Judas? All that we need for our salvation has been given and revealed to us through the Word of God in these last days. Our job and duty is to obey each of them to the littlest of these requirements that God is expecting his own people to in great ready for the coming of his dear begotten Son, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. These are the things to think about, brothers and sisters. May God help us understand this, and God give us the power to obey his precepts, his commandments, his statutes, and all of his laws, in helping others as well do the same, so we can gather a people to be ready to meet our Savior in his coming. This is my prayer. And now, I would like to talk a little bit about the mission report here in my area about what is going on, or what has happened in this last month. First, there were 6 baptisms, praise the Lord, in the month of March. Amen. One of the baptized couple also donated a piece of land where we can build a small NEPA hut for the brethren out there to gather during the Sabbath. Of course, they would need funds for this to get this accomplished. And we know that the Lord will move on this in due season. They also plan to put a pastoral house besides that church where trainees can live and work in that area for free, so we don't have to rent a house for any of them anymore. They can also plant their own gardens in extra space that is available out there next to the building of the church. As the church is now growing, they need more songbooks and Bibles, of course, so we're also trying to help them in this area. Next, we do have a coming camp meeting in the farm church, and we are expecting about 100 or so participants, from which about 50 is from over the islands. And after the camp meeting, trainees will stay in the farm church for another month of classroom training. They have been in the field for, you know, a couple of months, and now it's time for them to sit down and gather together so we can see what they have also learned from being in the field. And while they're here, they will learn more things on deeper topics. On July, God willing, they will be back to the field as God permits. About 8 trainees, including 3 out of school young ones from church who wanted to help pass out tracts. They were in high school or junior high school, if you will. While they are not in school, they have been working in the big city of the Philippines. They stayed there for about a total of 3 months. I won't give their location. After this, they will move to another bigger city until they have to go back to regular academics. Some of these trainees from this station, they all got sick simultaneously with different illnesses. They were healed through God's natural methods of healing and prayer. Praise the Lord. Next, we have the radio program in the farm church, which is still going on, and there is possible extension of the hour of broadcasting, which is being requested by others, for they are saying that the hour they are teaching on the radio is not long enough. They want to know more. So we're hoping to be able to extend that for 30 more minutes. Many people are hearing the truth that we are preaching on the radio, and it is helping a lot of people. We're getting a lot of nice feedback, but of course you also have those who are not happy. Next, during Sister Addie's grandpa's funeral, the church was able to do a Bible study service every night for 9 total nights. Addie's grandpa's family is Catholic, but praise the Lord, because the church has granted the chance to do a worship service every night, they are able to hear the truth. And these topics that we presented before them were like the plan of redemption, the law of God, the parable of the 10 virgins, the true Israel, Abraham, and Lazarus. So it was a huge blessing to present to these Catholic people the present truth for these last days, and what it is going to take to enter into the kingdom of God, in which we hope and pray that the seeds that were planted will blossom and flourish into something great for the Lord's return. So I hope that you are blessed this Sabbath day. May we all stay in unity together under truth and spirit, and go proclaim the truth to everyone. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. Amen.
Okay. All right, sorry about that. The mic went a little bit dead there real quick. I couldn't fix it real quick enough. So let me just shut it off here. Please kneel if you can. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for blessing us with your presence. We thank you for changing the showbread again today and giving us an uplift in our walk, in our hearts, in regards to the truth as it is in your word, as well as the fact that the work is getting done. And more souls are coming into the church, more are being baptized, and the church is growing. Thank you so much for blessing us with these last days. As small as we are, we understand what prophecy says about that too. This is like little scrawny David running towards Goliath. That way no one would have any doubt in their mind that it wasn't David who beat Goliath, it was you. And it's just like today. Even though the church is growing, it's never going to get to the size the other churches are. And our small size confirms when all these amazing things are happening, and your hand is being seen, and the fruits are following your children. It's overwhelming evidence that we have nothing to do with it. It's you and you alone that's doing it, and you alone are being glorified. Thank you for letting us be in that church, Father. And thank you for keeping us safe while we continue to do this work. And bless all those that are on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. And again, to the best of our ability, we pray in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen.